now the Conrad and Jack Show presents.
Whoops.
Do this. And now the Conrad and Jack Show presents Monday Morning Papers.
Please buy a paper from me so I can get me something to read.
Just a paper boy. A paper is everything I'm not.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Gather round everybody and tell you a story.
But I used to be a paper boy, and it was great, you know.
Oh no, paper boy, you'll be around for.
Paper boy, paper boy,
really?
All about that paper boy.
Paper boy,
serve a paper, Cali to Decatur. Paper boy, all about that paper boy.
You
and I keep a
chill, chill, chill.
Paper boy, always about that paper boy. If you ain't on your grind, then you flexing, you's a hater boy. Paper boy, always getting paper boy. If you ain't making money, then you ain't a money maker boy.
Wow, that was unprofessional, but kind of professional.
That might have been the farthest we've made into. I mean,
that song,
yeah, or that just the whole intro. You know, as far as it goes.
Yeah, that's it.
We're usually too busy rapping.
That's true. That's the end of it, though. I mean, if you wanted more, go somewhere else, because that's the end of that song for us.
Well, that's all we should have ever heard of it, to be fair.
Yeah, it wasn't one of their best works.
Or it was, I don't know.
Welcome to Monday Morning Papers. This may be costing us an arm and a leg to do today. That was what was going on here. Apparently, now we're paying cellular data rates in order to broadcast this, which, who knows what that costs anymore, 2019. Monday Morning Papers, if you're wondering what this is, then I'm glad you found us and you have no idea. We go to MSN.com. It is a website on the internet. If you type in those three letters and then hit the dot and three more letters, it will take you to a homepage that will have not only the convenience of the Bing search engine and the convenience of a Microsoft Outlook. It will also have a scrolling banner of news stories that have been curated by your cookies. So everything you've searched throughout the history of your lifetime on that computer, it'll ping, ping, ping all those stories back to MSN, and it will collaborate them right there on the homepage. Nobody ever reads it because nobody ever goes there, and that's why we're here, to try to familiarize yourself. Is that Usain Bolt?
That is Usain Bolt. He's getting the...
Getting ready?
Apparently he's getting that trademarked.
Oh, good.
So they did a story, that was good. I was wondering, apparently the story is 30 things you won't believe are trademarked.
Oh, he trademarked that?
I would fully suspect.
He's not American, though, right?
Yeah, but I think you don't have to be American to trademark. Yep.
I don't think that's true.
I think that's true. I
think
we'll put that down in your new facts book.
Well,
that's a book I'm starting for you about facts you're just finding out.
Trademarking is an American thing. We invented it.
So I don't know about that. Maybe an American trademark, but
I'm getting awfully tired of people taking what we invent
and then fries
at least giving us credit for it. Yeah, French fries.
Well, I don't think people are not saying we didn't invent it, and it may be an American invention.
Yeah, but guess what?
But it's worldwide use. So
they're taking our invention and then shitting on us as they trademark their stuff.
Well, or they're just trademarking stuff,
too. Why are you taking a dump in my face? Usain Bolt?
I bet he would. I bet he probably would.
He's slowed down, though, hasn't he?
No, I think he ran, like they did, so he ran, there was just a story where he ran, like, the 40 time, and it would have been the combine record 40 time at whatever age he is, 46 or...
You know what's so unfortunate about somebody with that kind of talent? Is the fact that he is basically living his life as we are, lower middle class, living in a small neighborhood. Because when you run, a lot of people don't know this, but running will not pay the bills.
You're right. The running itself probably not been real profitable. The insane amount of endorsements and I think he's probably pretty well to do.
I can't see how that's possible because as I understand it, and I'm not part of the Olympic committee, although I've been asked many times.
I was going to say, I've seen the official envelope they sent you about it.
They send it every third year. I'll get a new one, winter or summer. So okay. Actually, every 2 years. I'll
okay,
get
I was going to say, they send it on a third year. That seems weird.
Yeah, it seems weird. I know, but it's for the upcoming one. And when I receive that, I always chuckle because I don't want to work around people that are like that, you know, that are judgmental and that are letting things. One, they're judgmental on these athletes, and a lot of times they're letting things go with these coaches that I just can't turn a blind eye to. And I've always had a very strong moral compass. So,
are you talking about the gymnastics, or
it goes on and on? I mean, if you look at it, I mean, they're just riddled with corruption.
Now the ice skating.
Some people could say, "Hey, that's your job," you know, to go in there and clean it up. That's why they want you. But I'm not the Dirty Harry of the Olympics. No. I'm a spectator. I'm a fan of sport.
Yes.
So when I see a runner like this, it's hard for me to believe that coming from wherever he came from, Jamaica, you know, whatever.
Not a wealthy country.
Whatever island that is out in the Caribbean, there's no money there.
Caribbean or Caribbean.
And there's no way to make sponsorship money when you live in Jamaica. So he's
making American sponsor. I mean, also, he's worldwide sponsored.
So you're telling me that America.
I think he's like Rolex. I think he's doing all right.
But once you start taking sponsorship money, you can't be an Olympic athlete anymore, right? Because it's amateurs.
That's incorrect.
So you're telling me that now the Olympics has people that are getting paid?
They have for a long time.
I don't know. When did this start? Because
I mean, they've had pro athletes in the Olympics for quite a while now. I mean, basketball and many other sports.
I was under the impression that those were
swimmers, pro swimmers.
Swimming's not.
I know you wouldn't think that, but like Michael Phelps, very wealthy, well-to-do. Even that one dude that kicked the bathroom in Brazil kicked and was
Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, I think he's doing pretty decent for himself.
No,
upper middle. He's upper middle.
Well, he was born just like Phelps. True. They were born into money. Well, Phelps was born under the.
I think Phelps has done pretty good with the sponsors himself.
I understand that these guys represent a lot of products. Subway coming to mind for Michael Phelps.
Okay.
McDonald's, you know, all these big companies, especially during the games. You'll see these guys representing them. They're doing all that for the sport, not for money, is the way I understand.
No.
Because if you read a book, I read a book one time about Jim Thorpe.
Okay.
You've ever heard of him?
Yeah, he's a great Indian.
A great Indian athlete. And he went to the Olympics, and they took all of his medals. He won everything they had.
Because he was a pro.
Yeah. So you're going to tell me
the rules have changed.
That you're going to take Jim Thorpe's medals, but you're not let Usain Bolt take American McDonald's dollars and still run.
I would believe.
And that's the country that we're living in.
Yes, I would believe that's the case.
And that's the problem with the Olympic Committee.
And that's why you won't join that corrupt bunch of people.
I would if I felt like I could turn it around on my own, but I think
Mitt Romney, one of your heroes and greatest robots in history.
Yes.
He headed up the Olympics.
He saved them.
But still couldn't pull them out of that. He still couldn't
clean
up.
He had to get out.
I mean, he's the one that brought like all the sex to the games to make them, you know, like you don't want to do performance enhancing drugs and sex and all that. So like, we'll take make them funner, more fun.
Right. Make sex fun.
Well, we'll make the Olympics fun. So who cares if you win? You're going to get laid so many times.
He's the one who started the Olympic Village where the athletes would all sleep together.
Yes. Procreate and segregate and or not. Segregate.
Not non-segregated.
Non-segregated sexual
group sex
all the time. You could pretty much. At Olympic Village, the way I've understood it, at any time you come or go, there is some sort of orgy going on. You can join. You could join it, do your thing, leave, go do your event, come right back in, join
it. Still, it's constantly going.
I mean, there's different people come and go.
Right.
But yeah.
Is it always in the same?
I think you always have to have a representative from your country there, though, to keep your spot in it. I'm not sure if that also is one of the rules.
Oh,
but
it has
I think
to
if
be.
Like Russia has no participants for. You know, a certain portion, they're not allowed to just send another in.
I got you. Yeah, you can't just stop completely from the orgy and then tag back in.
Yeah, you can't take your country out of it and then
just try to jump back in.
Yes, no.
That makes sense, but that would be ridiculous.
There's got to be rules.
Even in sex. Especially in sex.
Well, yes.
And that's what Mitt did. He established rules.
Well, there's some great things he did, some maybe not great, but I think that was definitely one of the best.
Okay. Now, when Olympics Come to Town, which is a great song.
Yeah. And great, yeah.
By Springsteen.
Olympics Come to Town. When Olympics Come to Town,
I'm going to build up a stadium.
And we're all going to run it down.
And we're going to get naked together. And fuck on the ground.
And white picket fences.
When the Olympics come to town.
Okay, that
great song.
Just wrote it.
Yeah.
It wrote itself.
It wrote itself, really, for Bruce. But when they construct these different arenas that they're going to perform their things in, whatever they're doing, and then...
Their events.
Do they construct an Olympic Village, or is an Olympic Village like a Holiday Inn?
No, they wrecked the Olympic Village.
So it is an actual thing.
Yes. I mean, I think some places they made, like, I know this recent Brazilian, they took over like a whole complex that had been built but foreclosed on.
Okay.
They finished it up, and it was like a 3-tower apartment, and then they finished it, and then they started renting them out after.
I got you. So,
and then I know there was, like in the Beijing ones, they did the same thing. They built this whole village, but then they made it to where they could modify it after, and it was like living for other people.
So sometimes they'll take an existing structure and turn it into
Like a Toys R Us that's recently closed down or something.
Okay, that makes sense.
But
it's not just a hotel, because I've been bamboozled by these kinds of freaks before, where they'll say, hey, you're coming to this, we built this special venue, this gala, and you get there and it's like, oh, this is just a Golden Corral that you guys have put streamers up. So,
well, much to go with my MSN searching I'm constantly, just because, I don't know, it's like a tick.
Yeah.
They had like the then and now Olympic stadiums.
Uh-huh.
And I went, there was like the recent Russia games, China and Brazil. What's funny is Brazil's the newest, the most run down of all of them.
Yeah, that Brazil has a real problem
with
upkeep of buildings.
And just country in general, like cities.
Right, like where...
Large cities where gatherings of people
that
are.
That was in Rio, too, which you would think...
Well, part of Rio's beautiful, and then part of it's not.
Well, the people of Rio are beautiful.
Yes, but it's a large... I mean, there's a lot... Yeah, it's a newly developed... large population. I mean, Rio's been there for a long time.
Thousands of years.
But the technology, the growth that they've, like, is so beyond what they were ready for. They have, like, zero sewage and water.
True.
It's a very badly planned out city, which they found out during the games. These people were in horrible conditions.
Oh, I remember that, man. Yeah. People were just shitting in the streets.
Sick as shit.
Yeah. Couldn't drink.
Toilets
were backing
up.
They say you can't do that anyways. Drink water down there. But It was bad.
So, but like on some of these, like the Russian one, it was unused since the games. So it was kind of eerie, but like they actually had it walled off, like almost like a fort or something. And it was actually like a village. They had like, and they kind of, they showed it in now and then.
It actually looks newer now.
As well, yes.
Yeah. The funny thing, I don't know if this is true, because a lot of what Russia does is hearsay. I mean, there's no way of confirming.
Can't put cameras there. Nope.
There's no way of confirming if this is true. But I heard that the prime minister of Russia, is he a prime minister or the dictator, whatever he is, the leader of Russia?
Putin?
Yeah, I think it was Putin, that is it president? Because they
don't
elect
him. It is over there. It's weird. But yeah, well, they do have elections.
I don't think so.
They do.
But there's only one candidate. So you can say you elect him.
No, they have them. They just, if you vote for him, you're all dead. But they do have elections. Boris Yeltsin, that was a huge deal. But like every one of like Putin's candidates or the people that would get popular disappear or end up in jail or dead. So
basically
there's not.
I mean, there's not, but
there's no term limit.
Act like there is.
Yes.
Okay. I heard that because it's walled off, he had that done, you know, where they put the big fence around it or the big wall around it. And he'll actually go in there, and he's been practicing ballet, and he does a private ballet performance for only his closest advisors.
Oh, really?
And it's much like the teacher.
Okay, I was going to say, this reminds me of a story I've heard.
Yeah, if you've ever
had the
Netflix,
rest of the...
Netflix is a very popular streaming service.
Yep.
A lot of people subscribe to it.
It is. It's popular, I've heard.
Yeah, and if you have
I even recently found it,
yes,
just like all my technology.
If you have that, or maybe are interested.
A friend?
You know, maybe a friend has it, steal their passcode or something. Pop that on and search the teacher. It's just a documentary. It's true. It's absolutely true. And you're going to find a lot of the influences of Putin, I think, are derived from this guy's experiences.
You know that guy, where he's kind of disappeared now?
Yeah.
Where's he at?
Well, the funny thing is, anytime you see Putin pop back up, you know, in these weird situations, like he'll pop up in a hot tub or he'll pop up on a horseback topless. This is everything that the teacher did in that documentary.
Yes.
Everything.
Watch
so,
me.
I mean, the one way I guess you could really test it is if you made him a fruit cake. You know what I mean? I mean, if you were to
beat off on it or
not know what to get Vladimir, say you're going to get a meeting with him and you brought him a fruitcake. If you were able to maybe take the Last Supper,
yeah,
and then make a fruitcake diorama out
okay.
of it.
Now I'm with you.
If you were to bring that into him, if he got really excited, you would know that everything he does is from the show The Teacher or the documentary.
Well, that's why I said you watch him walk around. It's real similar looks.
You can tell by the way his the calf muscle.
He uses his walk. He's a
ladies' man. He's a woman's man. No time to talk. This guy, he's got the fleet of foot, much like the teacher had. Almost where they're below the knee is jelly.
There's
a spring there.
There's a dream I have, and it's to unarchive those private plays that man made. I know you're taking this as a joke and trying to, you know, not a joke, but I mean, Putin really does these.
Yeah.
And I'd love
it's
to
just,
see them.
I don't know. It's a rumor.
No, I'd love to see them, but if we could get.
You mean from the documentary?
The teacher documentary?
Because they filmed it, right?
Well, he said, yeah, they'd only let one camera. That was a whole part of it because no cameras were allowed.
Yes.
Only his people could film it. The one guy even suspected they weren't even doing film.
I thought that's how it was with the teacher. He built this whole auditorium and then did his one-man
ballet. No, because remember, they would show like some little clips from.
But I think that was him practicing in the yard and shit.
No, but they'd show it inside that thing because they showed him like he was disciplining somebody when they were doing like the take of it. And
I don't know if that was artistic license. If that is true and there is actual film of the performance, because maybe that was just practice session too.
You know,
maybe we could film that.
We've been talking about doing our whole podcast on, you know, doing like some specials on shows, and why have we just not done, we have one in common. We're always looking for shows in common. Nobody's done a podcast on that.
On the documentary
yes.
of The Teacher?
So look for that to come. We'll get everybody to watch it.
I think that's a good idea. To dissect it.
Yes.
There's so much in that.
You could do 10, 12 parts. Like,
at least. Yes, at least. That's a really good idea. Oh, we got a message from Skin Man
here. Uh-oh. Is Skin Man on his way?
Let's see what he's doing.
We did tell Skin Man we're doing Monday.
He is on his way.
Okay.
So.
Well, he'll show up during the show, so that's good.
Yeah.
We started early. We got going, got rolling.
Well, typically we'll sit around here and I'll get home pretty late. So we were actually going to do the show
on location
today, but we didn't have all the necessary equipment in the same spot. So look for that to start happening. I told you guys last time that's something that we're going to try doing, going to Applebee's or wherever, some restaurant, and sit down and actually, I even had the thought of maybe actually buying a paper on, usually the Sunday paper is the better one. Undoing the paper, and you'll hear us flipping around in there, and we'll go, yeah, from the style section, here's, now what you're going to find out is much like with the show that we're doing right now, even though we say we're going to go to MSN, we probably won't, and we probably won't read anything in the paper either, but we'll have it there.
Yeah, and you'll hear the sound.
You'll hear the sound of it as we talk about things that don't
exist. No, much like this, we'll do at least something from there, because I'm going to force something from here onto the,
I mean, I guess technically this goes back to the Usain Bolt, how this all started, so. Which how everything starts, really.
We don't read this. We use them as motivation.
Yeah, they're just tiny little talking points. I did want to go back a little bit to the Olympics for a second. Because I read a
different. We never left it.
I read a different story today while at lunch. And it kind of ties in with this Olympic Village thing.
I don't like this reading you've been doing.
So apparently what happens is there's this. Maybe it was an ad on Facebook that I was reading about, or a company on Facebook. You know when you see those ads and sometimes, what is this? It's almost a news story, but then you find out that it's not really news. It's an ad.
They trick you.
They tricked me. They Rochambeau'd me
today.
You wouldn't
believe what?
Because you know how those big-time music festivals like Coachella or the outdoor ones where apparently there was these two guys that went to
Cannes.
They're from Australia. Cannes. They went to Cannes, and when they were there, they were all sleeping outside, and all these tents were up. And so they had this, when they woke up and everybody had been left and they were like one of the last ones there, they're looking around at just, it looked like Rio. I mean, just shit fucking everywhere.
Trash.
Trash and fucking chairs and old tents and all this shit that people just got up and left.
We brought this for this. We're leaving it here.
Yeah. And I thought that, and they said, well, we had this thought, well, as this was happening and we're looking at this wreckage, what if we could make a better way for people to camp and a more eco-friendly way? So what they did was they designed, what design is using the word as loosely as possible.
Okay.
But what they did is they started selling cardboard tents. Now, what I don't understand about this
I don't see
is,
the problem is.
No, and what they do, they hire another company that once the festival's over, they come in and they collect all the cardboard tents, they jump on them, and then put them in a big bucket, and they take them out, and they recycle them again. So there's a never-ending process of cardboard tents that's constantly being recycled. The thing I can't wrap my head around, and maybe it's because I'm just too logical, wouldn't that be less eco-friendly than just bringing a tent and then packing your tent and leaving?
It would be, yes. I think compared to the people that are leaving them there and you're trashing them,
But the thing is, the people are still leaving the trash around the tent.
Yeah.
And they're still decorating, because that's what they said about, this is so cool, because we get a lot of hippies, you know, and artsies, and they'll color their cardboard and they'll put lights and stuff all over them. So, one, you can't recycle all the electronics that they've duct taped to their cardboard. Mm-hmm. So that's now just trash again. And then, I guess I don't understand how, what before was, come in here, just take all this shit because it's all just trash and old plastic, fucking throw it away or recycle it. Now, here's everything. You have to do everything. It's not just because before they're showing there's, you know.
Yeah, some people would take
not
stuff
everybody
these,
would leave
yeah,
their just fucking a bunch tent of there. Just 100 out of 1,000 would leave their shit there. Most of them would say, no, I paid $300 for this tent.
Yeah, I'm taking
packing it.
It up. And these chairs are $40 a piece. Yes.
I would take shit if I go to.
I'll take other people's shit they left.
Remember when I went and I got the mustard out of the river? Yes. I'm not leaving this.
No, that's perfectly good.
And I
river
think most
mustard.
People are like me in that sense.
I don't think so, but a lot.
Okay, if you see mustard floating down a river, you're going to grab it. That's stupid. You're camping.
That might be the stretch, but
at least grab it
chairs.
For the environment.
Okay, there.
I mean, if that's
but
the
chairs
excuse.
For sure. A tent, yes.
Chairs are so expensive, and I went
but this goes,
this.
That would be like saying, no, we're going back to, we want everybody to use paper bags because bring in your bags from home.
Right.
It's really not good because people are leaving, they're throwing them away eventually. At least the paper bags away.
Yeah.
At least the paper ones are eventually recyclable.
Yes.
And plus the canvas ones are made by sweat labor and...
Yeah, it's probably less eco-friendly, especially in the short term. A lot of times...
Yeah, if you use them and then you throw them in the cupboard and you keep buying them at the store, then
this is definitely not
saving
the planet.
Then you throw them all out.
Which is exactly what happens in this country, which is the one that has the biggest problem. It all goes back to a very... quaint.
So, did you order some of the stuff? By the way, the tent.
Oh yeah, we're all going to sleep
cardboard
tents.
Okay,
eco friendly. Now they're going to bring them on a truck, a semi. So before, it wouldn't have happened.
Nope.
So ridiculous. Anyways, there is a concept that people kind of leave out of this, where they say, "Man, these guys are really great guys for doing this, and this is a really powerful message that they're sending to people. You know, to be." Conscious of what they're doing to the planet, and it's a great way to enjoy music and then also in a way feel better. And there is a part of me that thinks, or you could just emphasize while you're there, clean your shit up.
Yes,
these are adults that are getting drunk. They're old enough to get drunk and stoned, which even if that's 15 or 14, who cares? Yeah. Pick your fucking shit up.
Yes,
if you don't, you're gonna get
a fine whipped. Or
we're gonna murder you.
Yeah,
and then eventually they'll go, this is
it's
serious.
Crazy, but we should just clean up after ourselves.
I hate the fact that they keep murdering all my friends.
Yeah, I should clean up after.
I guess I'll clean up or get murdered.
Okay, I'll clean up.
Yeah, eventually the rest of the people that are smart would say, yeah, how about let's pick up? I know it's super shitty that they murder you, but they also won't if you just pick
it up. If you just pick up after yourself.
Very easy.
Nobody will murder you. And they even have big dumpsters right over there.
Yes,
all your shit in, all your trash in.
Bring one big paper sack and put your shit in it for the 3 days that you're there, and then on the way out pop it in the fucking
dumpster.
You could even recycle while you're there if you're so inclined.
Two separate bags.
Yeah, possibly write an R on one, or maybe that weird triangle with the arrows.
Yeah, If they don't think it's nuclear waste, they'll know it's
or
recycled.
Swastika, this is not right. How do you draw this?
That I keep trying to draw.
It's got
to
be right. It's arrows, right?
Right.
You connect the bottom.
Two
to the
of
middle.
Them with
this...
an L and...
Every time it's a swastika.
I can't figure it out. I can't make the recycle sign.
It just... Those stories, it's much like when I get so mad as when we're sitting at work and you just hear me grunting and groaning. It's when I see a inspirational sentence or paragraph about some sort of body issue and how to believe in yourself. And the people that are writing it have 364,000 likes on that photo because they look like a 23-year-old Jennifer Lopez. And they're just bending over and showing their butthole.
Well, I like J-Lo better at 42 than 23, but I get
what you get.
You
get what I'm saying. They're the most gorgeous thing you'd ever see, and they'd say, ugh.
Images.
Tuesdays, sometimes it's just hard for me to feel motivated. Luckily, I think of myself and my reflection as my sunshine. So even when I don't feel like I'm doing my best, just thinking of it that way is very inspiring. Then they'll put this little sign up, this or the pray hands.
Was that
Thank
the recycle sign?
Two recycle signs and then pray hands.
Yeah.
And thank you guys so much for the support on my journey. I couldn't do it without you. Or I recently ran into this. I went and because on Instagram, if you're not familiar with it, which I think we're too old for it.
I am for sure. You're not. You're into it, but I'm too
I'm
old
not
for
because
it.
I don't have any followers. I don't know how to use it. Everybody I know that
you
is,
just look at amputees.
I look at, yes, I actually looked at everything I've searched. It's either panties or amputees and panties. So, which
panties.
I don't know how to use it. You're right. You know, then you post these things and you realize that nobody gives a shit about what you're posting unless you tag it or hashtag it with something that people that are interested. That's why all of my posts are hashtags with yoga, because of course that's who's looking at that shit.
Yeah.
Because it's just the same cycle of people, which... It's very depressing when I see, so in this thing, there's a search feature and it kind of curates, much like our MSN thing, where all of these different interests that you must have had because you have stumbled on photos and looked at them for a while.
Yeah.
That's basically what's in the find section. So mine are all just women working out. And then
with one arm,
there was one because I follow one band, this Reverend Peyton band. So music is kind of sometimes will get mixed in there. And it was some guy that we were singing karaoke the other night, Charlie Puth, right?
Okay.
All it was Charlie Puth sitting there as a face selfie, no singing, and it'd take a picture of his face, and he had a weird eyebrow and had 800,000 likes on this one fucking photo. And once I'm in there, it goes, like, the next person is Sam Smith, if that's a guy.
Yeah.
Sam Smith is the next one, right? And then the next one's another pop star, and the next one, they're all doing the same fucking thing. And some of their captions are even... IDK don't even know what to put here.
Yeah.
And people are like, ha, you're so
That's
funny.
That's great. That's so witty.
That's so cool of you to
Man,
do that.
That
That's
is awesome
really
to take
cool.
some time out and IDK us.
I don't know what to put there. You're so silly, Sam. Hashtag Sam's the silliest. Hashtag I'm going to blow Sam. Hashtag nothing sexual.
Hashtag this is why I love
this
him.
This is powerful. What the fuck? How did this? This is like you taking one selfie, getting 800 million likes only because you sang a shitty song that the Illuminati got you there.
Well, I'm still waiting on that break.
It's just bullshit.
Brittany got it. I've been waiting.
That's the one thing I do like about Instagram, at least for the models, because that is the one thing that is true a meritocracy, where it's competition-based, and they know what they're doing. They're showing their buttholes, but we're rewarding them because of it.
What's funny, that kind of leads me, I seen a post on Facebook or somewhere, Twitter or something, my only two sources the other day. I have Insta and Snappy, but I don't get them either. But it said, if we took away Instagram, where would all the models go? You know, because there's so many people that are rich and famous from that, from hashtag yoga, look at my butt. And
I don't know what the level is. It used to be a lot different.
Some of these hot people that have like 800,000 followers have advertising that's somehow through them, even on Instagram. Like, they're getting paid by Instagram and by...
Yes, they'll get paid by advertisers because the reach of these women is so far. But I guess that trend is kind of backtracking, is what I heard, where it used to be based on how many followers you had and how much interaction you would have with each post with these followers, not just likes, but actual comments. Yeah. And then there is some sort of algorithm that once advertisers could, once advertisers could see what you were posting and where you fell on this chart that they built, that's what, how they would say your posts are worth this much when you mention our product. And it used to be a flat fee. You're just going to get, it's a contract almost.
Yeah.
You're going to post us this many times and all these different things. I think now they said that their trend advertisers are finding out that even though people are liking these posts and seeing them, nobody's buying anything.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a, sitting in my car at lunch going, but.
I just care about the chick.
I'm not gonna buy their shake weights.
Well, that's what I love. Like, we have a guy at work that, you know, like, Dwayne Johnson, you know, like, dude, he's motivational. He cares all about the people. He sends these little things. Well, every one of them has a, he pimps something in them. And I'm like, no, he's.
Even if he's not pimping a product in it, him doing it and getting that much reach because he's attached to those products in other posts, he's still getting paid for it.
But he's not doing that because he just wants to say hi to everybody.
No.
I mean, he loves the attention because, I mean, obviously
he'd have to be in that position, but.
You're not doing it just to tell everybody have a good day. He don't give a shit if you have a good day. I don't mean that.
It kind of amazes me, and maybe I haven't done enough research to see which stars aren't on there.
Yeah.
But it does amaze me when you find out there's ones that aren't, that are totally missing this opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know if, you know, Jeff Bridges is on Instagram. Maybe he is. But if the dude's on there and he could just post a picture of him at home, one picture saying meatloaf tonight, and it would get 800,000 likes, and that would pay for his kids or his grandkids to go to college.
Yeah.
It's, what the fuck? That's a crazy world that we live in.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that just have zero to do with it. But there's, yeah, so it's funny how famous people are because of it. It's not, I don't know if it's funny or whatever it is, or how, you know, great actors that don't have nothing to do with that don't get roles and such, and then the guys that are, you know,
the Chris Pratts, you know what I mean?
These
guys
that
seem to just keep falling
into every role.
Yes, the love potion or what? I mean,
you know,
Chris
there's
Pratt
the exception,
was
but
funny, a big fat funny loser on Parks and Rec.
Yes.
I mean, and he was my favorite character. I get the appeal of him.
Yes.
And when you see somebody like that who then garners this huge fame, it's almost like, yeah, that's one of the good guys.
Yeah.
But then you realize, was he ever? I don't know if maybe I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't know. He still seems to be pretty funny. I'm torn with him. I'm one of those guys too, because I loved him early on.
Is he circumcised?
Yes. I'm sorry. He is.
See, that's one thing that I feel should be out there for a lot of these people.
You should know. That should be on their bio, on their wiki or whatever.
It doesn't even have to say it full, but there should be like a watermark or
that
something.
You should just know.
You know how the blue check on Twitter? Put another one above it.
Like a
C or a UC, you know,
so
what I mean? Like that.
I was getting ready to say like a peach check to Matt, but that would then go into skin color.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. It's like a green one,
like
a green
tip
circle
of something, multicolored tip with a
little rainbow tip
with the circle with the check on it,
or a little circle around it with a cross through it.
Yeah,
and that would be an uncircumcised.
What would you do for girls? They don't have a. There's not a.
I think girls, and this is.
Do they do anything? Do they like fold the skin back farther or anything?
I don't know if there is a Venn diagram or a pie chart out there of length of nipples to length of clit, but I think there should be, because in a lot of the films that I've watched doing research on this exact subject, oftentimes I'll stumble upon a wonderful actress who appears to have maybe been less blessed in the chest area.
Okay.
But whatever they're lacking in the orb mass, they make up for in length of nipples.
Okay.
And it seems like there's then a direct correlation that's the one that when they finally say, hey, guess what else I have? They pull down their pants. You realize, wow, that is so much hanging down there for such a tiny person.
Okay.
You know, it's just a lot of extra skin, I would say.
It's not fair. They're not attractive.
You're not into the... The Hope Solos.
Yeah, the elephant trunks.
You're not into that.
No.
Are you talking about men or women?
Men still.
Oh, I was
men.
Back on women.
long nipples, I don't care.
No, but if a long
and
nipple...
long clits, I don't care.
Yeah, that turns into long clit. It's just weird how that works,
though. I don't know if I've ever noticed...
You should do more research.
You're a more detail-oriented guy than I am.
I observe a lot of that stuff.
I'm always just... I only stare at the face during porn. I know that's weird, but I...
That's an odd thing to say.
I watch just the face of... usually the men, but...
Well, I can understand that.
No, I usually just watch the woman's face. I'm really into face sex.
That's yeah, I guess that's a totally different kind of erotic film, because if you were to watch a lot of the women that I enjoy, I don't think that their face would show enjoyment.
You've never
a lot of times it's dead eyes.
I know, that's what I like.
Oh, you're okay. Then maybe we do watch them just for different reasons. It sounds like,
yeah, we get completely different experiences out of
the
I
exact
see
same.
So many different details than you do, though.
If I see oftentimes in my quest of knowledge. When I see one big, you know, I'm talking those honker nipples that are like an inch long. If I see that.
An erect nipple.
I'm totally done for the pleasure of this. Now it's all about finding out if my theory's
what
true.
What matches.
And I'll do the fast forward thing multiple times until I get a good clean shot.
Uh-huh.
And I'll say, yes, you're right, Conrad. Of course.
Long nipples equal long clipples.
Clipples. Yes. The clipples are all hanging down.
Oh, so that's what you mean by long.
You know when
you don't mean front to back. You mean top to bottom.
Top to bottom. A hang.
Oh, okay.
You know when oftentimes there will be a scene where a woman will be bent over at the waist?
Yeah.
And there'll be a shot from behind. If you can see a shadow of hangies.
That's big nipples going to follow. If you haven't seen nipples
yet.
Yes,
if you haven't seen nipples
okay.
yet.
Okay. Well, I might research that. I don't do
it's
the
fun.
Research
it's
that
a fun
you
game.
Do. But I'll maybe for research purposes.
It's yeah, it's absolutely, and if you use it that way, there's nothing weird about it.
Okay, honey, I'm just researching for Monday papers.
I think it's important as humans to kind of notice these things, because we never know when we might need this kind of knowledge. I mean, imagine, I know it's far-fetched, but I watch a lot of True Detective. I've watched every season so far, and I've even watched the first season twice. So I'm pretty well-versed on that kind of detective work.
Yeah.
You're around NCIS a lot.
A lot. I mean, that's my life.
Now, say this is probably couldn't happen, but if we were to go on to a crime scene because we became detectives and we were a partner and, you know, we'd go change in the locker room and fool around, snap each other with towels, and then get out there and get a call on the radio. And we have to go to this probably an old railroad yard. And
usually
the only thing they had there was the clipples were just hanging there. The body's gone.
Okay.
But there's clipples laying there on the track.
We could use that to identify people.
And you get down with your tweezers and your rubber gloves and you scrape them off and you hold them up. And I see them. I say, I know one thing. The victim has long nipples.
If we can find those nipples.
And I can eliminate a lot of
that's true
potential victims, because just by looking at the chest, it can't be this one.
Nope. Nope. She's going to be smaller, but bigger.
A lot of people don't think about things that way.
No, I don't think anybody does. Think, to be fair,
I think it's an important way of looking at life. To not, you never know. You never know how your career trajectory is going to change.
Okay.
And oftentimes you'll be in retail thinking, "Is this my life?" And you're a detective 3 years later.
To be fair, though, that could also help you in retail. I mean, it could help you in a lot of things.
Yeah, if you notice, say you're in retail and you're working on women's clothing, notice some longer nipples poking through a shirt.
Yeah.
I can suggest some underwear for you.
Yeah, or a longer
that
skirt.
That won't work.
Don't do this mini skirt. That won't work.
That won't work for you, man.
You'll be hanging.
You'll be hanging.
Yeah.
How do you know? I know.
I know.
I've done my research.
It's okay.
I'm not judging.
Yeah, don't care.
Yeah. I saw Hope Solos one time, the soccer player.
Okay.
You just do yourself a favor and look at that at some point.
Okay.
If you can't find it still.
So I mean, she's long nipples.
Very long nipples.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is nice, and she's very powerful.
Is that what you see, or you see the hanger?
It's all hanger.
Okay, I can imagine. She's athletic.
Yeah.
She's never really worked for me anyway. I liked her as a goalie.
She always reminded me of Xena,
a little
Warrior
bit.
Princess.
And see, Xena did work for me.
I think that was just the time of our lives.
That's
though.
True. And plus, just a warrior princess, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like China, too, and that's a weird thing.
Okay, China, you've seen that then, because she showed everybody. Long nipples.
Long.
Very long nipples.
And that's what I imagine Hope Solo does. They're from a similar build. Like, when they were made, they came from the same putty pile.
Right. God made them with the same putty.
Yes. Like, now you can form that putty how you form it, but they came from the same putty.
I think a lot of times, and this is, I'm not a sculptor, but I have dabbled in
the arts.
You're
an artist, but yeah.
Yeah. I think when you're making a sculpture that's going to eventually turn into a human, and you pull out, I would always pull out the breasts.
Okay.
So maybe JC or whoever's building up there that day, he pulls out the breasts, and he's got a little bit extra clay because he pulled the nipples a little bit too long. He just reaches down and tucks it right there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? See, and sometimes you pull it out.
Well, maybe it's another
clean.
Maybe it's another guy making the other one. See, he makes them like this.
Totally different sculpt.
Yeah.
You can't think that.
So you're actually taking, sometimes you have to take some away from down there to make
the
nipples.
Make the nipples. Yes. So and then you kind of pat them on.
Okay. That makes sense. The putty thing helps that. I think that would help me with a lot of analogies.
I'll start using more putty things.
Use more putty analogies.
As far as when we're building stuff.
Like, especially when we're doing parts or doing anything like that.
Yes. I'll try to reference or...
Or use, act movies. You're trying to, you know, help describe a movie.
I'll
throw
try
some
to
putty in there.
Gumby it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
That's true. I guess I every time I have used Gumby, or at least scenes from Gumby...
I get it.
And how they relate to whatever I'm watching, you usually follow me pretty
100%.
Easy. So that's true. I'll try to do that more. I did have a story also that I read before I got here. It was from Walmart. I got a Walmart Bing alert, so I know when a
story
pops up. The story
was from Walmart, or it was about Walmart?
It was about Walmart.
Okay.
So apparently, did you know that you can get banned from Walmart?
Yes, I was, so yes. But as an employee, I got banned from a store.
So that's a real thing?
Yeah.
Okay, because when I read the headline, this woman got banned from Walmart.
Yeah, lifetime ban. I mean,
they can't enforce that, though.
I don't know how they would.
That seems unenforced. As many Walmarts as there are?
Yeah, I don't know how they would. I was only banned from one store.
Okay.
So not all Walmarts.
Have you been back there, though?
Yes, hundreds.
So there's nothing that they can do?
No, I went back the night that I was banned from there. Cops got called on us, but...
Oh, okay, so they did see you
the
then.
First time, but I went, I mean, purposely for that reason.
To see if it worked. Well, that's smart.
Yeah, we decided to go in there drunk, underaged, yeah. And push each other around in the carts.
Yeah, like you do at Walmart.
Yes.
Well, that's what was so weird about the story.
Same reason I got fired.
Apparently, what she had done is she got on one of those buggies, the little shopping buggies.
Yeah. Hover rounds.
And she was just drinking wine out of a Pringles can. And
okay.
They kicked her out and banned her.
What?
Which seems ridiculous because if you've been to a Walmart almost at any time in the day, now I shop there all the time, but you will see somebody that will have his hands in his pants.
Yes.
Or hers. Picking a wedgie or a butt booger or something.
Yes.
That's going to happen. You're going to see child abuse, you're going to see child neglect.
Numerous amount. Yes.
You're going to see
theft
constantly.
So much theft.
You're going to see
sick
FDA violations.
Oh God, left and
constantly.
Right.
Constantly.
CFA violations.
The produce that these people.
Oh my God.
Will pass as passable?
It's not passable.
Ladies and gentlemen, he was just taping a special across the hall. You know him. You love him. It's Skin Man.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going, buddy?
I'm sorry, we were going to do it at Arby's, but...
We weren't 100% sure, and it just all happened, so...
We figured we'd come to home base where you could find us.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing here. We're at home base.
Welcome to the show.
How is your chiropractor, buddy?
It adjusted well.
He looks...
Worse.
Yeah.
How many appointments have you been to now?
This is the fourth.
Did they take your neck?
No, it's still here.
Okay, oh, there we go. Thank you. I was afraid...
It did look like they might have swallowed that neck up.
Yeah, like they took part of his neck to put it.
What was the reason for this newfound love of gypsy medicine?
Oh, I've always went to a snake doctor.
Well, I know you've always been a fan, much like me, of alternative medication.
Yeah, waving the chicken bones and saying "bula bula."
I think you're confusing. He likes it where he likes being touched by men.
Is your of course your chiropractor is a male?
Yeah,
thank God. I did see an ad for a woman chiropractor. Like, what's she going to do? Nothing.
Well, turn me on?
She can crack a neck.
I was going to say, I had a chick chiropractor for a little while. Was horrible, but I had one.
Yeah.
They're out there.
I mean, I felt so badly.
No, she was actually not strong enough to do the things I needed.
I know, and women can be pilots.
But when she laid on me and did stuff like that, she could pop me.
Yeah.
She had to do them different.
Kinky.
That's nice.
Nothing sexual about
it. So this is number four, and how soon of a time frame have you had four appointments?
Today it was a week.
You had four in a week?
Yeah.
They really want you in there, and it's so how much a pop?
You threw something out recently then, as far as?
Yeah, it was like a week ago Monday.
And just the back, lower back thing?
No, it's the neck.
Okay.
And then it's like, well, you haven't been here for 6 years, so let's take some x-rays. And it's like, your lower back is messed up. It's like, uh-huh.
But that's messing your neck up?
I think I probably slept wrong.
Oh. But then when they got you in there to see, okay, your neck's fine, we'll pop that into place. Let's see what else is going on in this body.
Oh, we found a bad back.
Yeah. How convenient for them.
Right.
And then they adjust you once and say, hey, don't walk for the next 3 or 4 days. Don't use your left
foot.
Come
straight back here. We've got it this way. We've got to let it heal here for a day. Okay? We're going to pop it back this way, okay? 2 days go by. We're going to get you straight in here. It sounds weird. We're going to put you back to where we started you. Could have started there, but we don't.
Has there ever been
a
chiropractor that when you walked in, he's like, you're completely fine. You should just leave.
No.
Not when I go.
No. I guess that's kind of self-fulfilling because anybody that will ever go. But I do think people go even if they're not completely
debilitated. I know people that don't really have back injuries that go get adjusted because it keeps them right.
You know what? It makes my turds just nice and they just fall out of me. Yeah. I poop easier.
There's a lot to that, really. Because if your spine's twisted, you're not going to poop chute. It's not going to chooch right.
Maybe that would explain your pooping issues.
I know my poop chute's all crooked, man. Just by how it falls into the bowl, man.
Yeah. It always falls down my left leg.
Shouldn't bounce off the rim.
Never hit the right leg.
It's got to chooch right. Otherwise, it's not going to fall out your ass.
Well, maybe you're right on that. I've been doing my inversion table on a daily basis, and I got the Chinese acupuncture mat, and that is something I think you should try.
Because are you going to bring that Wednesday? Yeah.
I think that everybody should try, but you for sure.
Mexico called me a tight ass. It's like, just buy one.
Well, I think it's good that you get to try it first, but especially for $20, just buy one. That was my biggest thing because when I first became aware of them, the first one you see is through a chiropractor site or something like that, and it was $170. It's like, that seems high. I'll go to Amazon. Oh, they make them for $15.
It was high.
Yeah, it was high. So it's the exact same thing. I mean, it's just a plastic little disc that has little spikes on it. There's no reason this should be that much money. Now, maybe there's something to it, but...
MSN's listening. Oh,
of course, they have a chiropractor, Matt, on
that. No, it was Chris Pratt. Something about food, but then it was a picture of Chris. I was like, a story has nothing to do with him.
Oh, of course, because we just mentioned him, so there he is.
That's why we use it.
Eating out of boredom.
The cool thing about it, though, like when you lay on it, it's really painful. And it doesn't seem like it's comfortable. But if you can make it for a couple minutes, then your whole back just feels like it's on fire. Like it burns. But not in a bad, like icy hot burn.
Right.
So I'll bring it in. We can all lay on it. And then smell it.
Mama June's back in the news.
What's up with June? She got banned from Walmart?
She was officially charged over crack cocaine arrest and faces a year in jail.
Is she still kept the weight loss off?
Well, I think that's part of what she's trying. No, I mean... Yeah.
You know what?
Don't matter.
Whether she's been heavy or light, she's always had a good-looking face.
Yeah, she's always been just as pretty as can be.
She's one of them girls you'd like to watch in your porn, as far as face girls go.
They did not do her service with the teeth they gave her.
You would think they'd want to brush up on that left eye of hers at some point.
Nah.
You should be able to open it. You know what I mean?
Nah. Nope. That's part of the charm.
God dang. She's a good-looking woman right there.
Yeah, officials in Macon County, Alabama, tell The Blast the reality star was charged Monday morning over an arrest that occurred last Wednesday following an alleged domestic dispute between her and her boyfriend, Gino Doak. I don't know. We're told she's charged with felony possession of a controlled substance and a misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia.
That's too bad. What are the kids going to do?
I don't know.
Who's watching?
I don't think she's been watching them for a while.
Who's watching Honeybee?
Yeah, who's watching? Is that her name?
I think Honeybun. Yeah, Honeybun.
Honeysuckle.
Who's watching that little treasure?
I don't know.
The thing is, the pressures of fame. It's what we were talking about earlier.
Well, yeah, they stack it up right behind you. Look at the heroes that have fallen under that same torch.
Yeah, you got Bill Cosby going down, the girl from Hunger Games or whatever that is, and
the Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor, R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
Been in the news
recently. It's funny we're hitting him right on cue. So, Jesse Smollett.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, one of the most famous actors we have.
Yeah, system turned around on him. He just ledged a little joke, fake complaint, you know, that turned the world up spin. And
yeah, totally flip-flopped the narrative, and all of a sudden, he's in trouble.
So, but listen, he always wanted a movie written about him.
Oh, he'll have
Might
that.
Might get one now.
You know, it'd be a great guy to star in it? Cosby. But we can't do that.
The later character.
Why are they taking all of our black actors away?
I don't know.
That's what I know.
It's systematic
oppression.
Oppression.
I
don't know, Vince Vaughn.
The struggles of fame, especially in the kind of fame that Mama June faces.
Yes.
It's an incredible amount of pressure. And to think that she's expected, with the kind of limelight that she lives in,
constant limelight,
to abide by society's rules and not do crack or cocaine is ridiculous. This woman.
Well, and again,
to try to raise children with that kind of
pressure,
fame, you have to have a supplement.
Well, you got so many, like, her schedule probably starts at 6 in the morning.
Gets up, eggs and bacon, well, got to cook it.
Egg whites.
Egg white omelet.
Turkey bacon, because she's on that looking good diet. Right. I mean, that she didn't get that just by having surgeries.
Just a bale of ketchup.
Yeah, that's all she eats. Makes food for the family, but then she's on to, you know, she's got a phone interview waiting on her. She's on some morning drive radio every morning.
Right.
Then she's got, ETVs waiting outside of her house. And
this goes all day until you get to the end of the day. It's 10:30. You're trying to unwind.
Well, and
do a little crack.
Well, do crack throughout the day to keep your motivation going.
Oh, then get a downer. Then get a downer to go to bed. Get some Ambien.
Some down coke and go down on lower crack.
Drink some, you know, Jack and take an Ambien.
Yes.
Get some rest. Get up in the morning because guess
over.
What? Do it all over again.
Egg whites and interviews tomorrow.
Feeling down.
Movie role. You know, she gets so many scripts sent at her. She's
constantly.
Just constantly. She's deciding, what do I want to do next?
Cover Girl? They're calling.
Yeah. Uncover Girl? They're calling.
Mama June.
One of those. Yeah, she's got her own Insta page.
Tell me, scroll up. Let me see that face again. Show me that that's not a Cover Girl. Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Cover Girl.
Give that one right above that.
We got a show for the picture for the show.
That's a Cover Girl. That's a few. I mean, yes, she does crack. Of course.
Well, yes. How do you stay on the cover?
Pay the woman. She's beautiful.
You probably pay her in crack.
That would be fine.
Pay her in Alpo.
She's a beautiful woman. You watch it. I just don't think that's maybe a bad picture.
That's when they're saying, Hold on, do your silly face.
Yeah, let me take you down to this one. Yeah. There you go.
That's basically Britney Spears.
That is Spears without makeup.
Yeah, that's Britney Spears.
That is Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean, that is Gwyneth.
That looks like my comptroller.
That's Celine Dion right there. Yeah, that looks just like the comptroller at work. Or controller at work.
Yeah, it's comptroller.
Controller.
I'm telling you, it's controller.
It's the same. It's a potato potato thing.
I know. Tomato tomato. Caramel.
Now we're just getting off topic. So what else did
Anyways,
so Skin Man, did they fix it? We were talking about, I got us off topic. I started reading this.
Oh, I know. So anytime you find Mama June, throw
are you
her
fixed?
There.
For now.
Okay. So Mama June.
When's
going
the next appointment?
Tomorrow.
Are they raw?
What are they doing to you, man? Are they
just cracking bones, baby?
Are you doing traction too and stuff? Like, are you laying on a machine and doing like?
Yeah. Yeah, the wave.
You're just going back for that though. You like that? First, it sucks, but then your body needs it.
No, you lay on your stomach, not your back.
Does this cost?
I think you're doing
lay
this
on
wrong.
Your back.
Does this cost money?
Oh yeah.
You're laying on your tummy and doing it.
Oh yeah.
I think you're doing it wrong.
No.
Tummy time.
It's better for the wiener.
Well, yeah, but.
This guy's never going to get better, but he sure does love riding that.
Buddy, lay on your back. Nope.
All right, guys. Same time, same bat channel tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see ya.
I'll be back for that wiener roller.
Why is he here? His neck hurt. I don't know.
I don't know.
He's laying on that table.
He goes and lays in this room. We send the janitor, hits him with the broom 3 times. He comes out and lays frontwards on the machine.
Have you ever thought that maybe issue that your neck and your back, maybe it is that you slept wrong, or maybe it's the kung fu that you're doing?
Nah, lack of. He hasn't done enough.
Have you been doing your Sunday morning go to meet in kung fu classes?
No, I didn't go last Thursday because I was pretty messed up.
Yeah.
And I didn't go last Thursday.
That's your problem, bud. You're all out of sync. You're all out of chi. You got to get back in your chi.
No, we got plenty of cheese in the fridge.
Got to get back in that chai.
C-H-I. We have chives.
How was your St. Patty's Day, buddy?
I seen some of the texts.
Well, you said you were out and about. I know you're across the street on one of the pictures that you sent me.
Oh, yeah.
But I know that you
I was walking.
What pond were you at?
Well, there was some... It wasn't really trespassing.
Homeless guy.
It was behind the cemetery.
Oh, that pond was?
Yeah.
So a homeless guy wandering out behind the cemetery without shoes.
Yeah.
It was beautiful out, though, at least.
Am I the only guy you text?
No.
Oh. So there was...
Cousin Dave.
A lot of victims. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cousin Dave got in on this?
Is that...
Our Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why he was texting you.
I gave him my number, but he never called.
Is that all you texted him? Or did you give him some...
No, there was some...
Other stuff.
Right.
I'm glad he... I was kind of mad at first when you came in this morning, because I thought, you know, me and Skin Man, we started to develop something. I knew in Vegas it all kind of fell apart, but...
I think it's still there.
You know...
I think it's been hurting.
But then the fact that, you know, I don't even get a call or...
On St. Patty's
a drunk
Day?
St. Patty's Day... text from him.
I can't confirm whether or not Skin Man was drunk. We didn't talk. We just texted, and I thought he's very lucid in the texts.
Yeah, the text took a long time because I had to read. Because
he was drunk. What was your pain reliever of choice yesterday? Or celebratory?
In the later part of the day, it was Guinness.
How'd you start the day, though?
It's the Boulevard.
Okay.
Time of day.
Hold on, it was early. Make a timeline.
Oh, it was
first drink.
Hold on, wake up.
Yeah, wake up.
Just need a time.
10:30.
All right.
10:30. Okay. First drink.
1 o'clock.
Okay, so
that's not bad.
That's
afternoon.
Not what
on
I would,
a St. Patty's Day.
Okay, and we started with Boulevard. Okay.
Approximate boulevards in the next time span.
Between 1 and 3. Where did we go?
How many boulevards?
6.
Okay. Now we're making sense.
Yeah.
6.
Now it's time to take your shoes off and go for a walk.
Heck, yep. We're getting ready to go for a walk.
I've had enough of just hanging out in the backyard, enjoying the sun.
So we mix up a...
Put the shirt back on and see what's going on across.
Keep the shoes off, of course.
Yes.
And we mix up a what to take with us.
No, he's not mixing. He's still on his thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's just beer.
Boulevard's going with you?
Yeah, I was in a big cup.
Okay, so from 3 to... I know you got your Guinness at 6, because that's when you texted me your wife's coming back with the Guinness.
Yes.
So 3 to 6, where are we at as far as boulevards, Diane? Probably another
3.
Okay, so 9.
We're 9 boulevards, and that's not a 3 to 16 or 12-ounce beer.
No, they're probably 20-ounce, 6.0.
No, they're 16-ounce... 5.5.
Oh, so not bad.
Okay.
Then the Guinness gets there,
yep.
And it's around dinner time. What was for dinner? Anything? Not real hungry.
It's a double cheeseburger.
Okay, so we got something on there.
Pull something in
We're
his tummy.
We're going to call that a DDC.
That's smart. Yeah, acronyms. So from 6 to when was bedtime?
Not entirely sure.
We're going to say question mark 1.
Can we get last known text?
To Dave.
That's probably correct.
Dick shot. Here's what mine looks like. Here's what I look like after a day shooting Blue Rock. Flaccid as can be.
Calm. What are you thinking, Skin Man? I know he's going through his notes right now.
I'm just going to draw a cloud of smoke between 6 and whatever and call that Guinness time.
Oh, smart.
We should get, like, confirming time. I'll get a confirming
from
time.
From Sarah, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm looking.
He's texted a lot of people.
He texts so much, and I wasn't one of them. That's again. I'm starting to get back
don't
on the hurt list.
Don't get hurt about it.
I'm gonna
because I'm gonna leave.
Hold on. I'm gonna
tonight,
draw. I'm gonna draw.
You guys are gonna be here, and I mean,
I'm gonna draw a timeline of how, like, where my hurt start. No,
I hurt myself. Let's guess 11:30.
Oh, that ain't bad. From 6 to 11:30, what are you thinking?
4 Guinness.
Oh, that's not.
So hold on. I'm going to do math real quick.
Thank you. Add that up.
13 hours of the day, you're up.
And 13 beers. Is that right?
And 13 beers.
That's a beer an hour?
But those aren't Bud Lights.
No, they're not. They're premium beers, but...
And when you're drinking Boulevard and Guinness, how could you eat? Those are like...
See, Skin Man did it right. And let me just break this down, because I knew when I was texting him, we had had the conversation. He's in floating phase.
Oh, yeah, and he can't do mixed drinks. I forgot.
Yeah, he's off that for Lent. So he hit those first 6 hard to an hour. Boom, boom, boom. Then the rest, he's just sustaining the float.
Yep.
That's all you're doing. When you're having a beer an hour, that's all that's doing. You just keep it right where it is. Does that sound about right? Or did it go a little bit dark, get dark side ever?
No.
No. Yeah.
He took a nap in the cemetery, but nothing.
Nothing weird.
Yeah. Slept on old man Jenkins' headstone like always. Keep my pillow over there.
Well, to be fair, that is a very beautiful cemetery. I knew where it was at.
The amount of children that have been touched in that area. Oh, I don't mean it that way.
I know. You meant
spiritually.
Spiritually.
With hands and pants.
Right.
Very
spiritual
beautiful.
Hands.
Yeah. Yes. So. I know the feeling around that area of just innocence lost.
I just like the thought of Skin Man wandering around the cemetery barefoot.
I do too.
With a big cup, big gulp of beer,
yeah.
and jumping the fence and looking at that guy's leg.
No, it was
lake.
Down.
Oh, the fence was, yeah, good. Yeah. So it's not trespassing then.
No.
I don't think.
Did I knock the fence down? I don't know.
I've always wondered if it's trespassing anyways.
I know the owner of the land.
Yeah, you're fine.
So.
If what's like trespassing in general, you've ever wondered if
I've always had issues with the fact that people, okay, say you, if somebody comes on your yard,
okay,
especially I know that you live here on the plantation, you have a
yep.
massive yard,
yep,
but this, you can kind of see every corner of it. I think that when you get to points, if I can't see you on my land, it's free game. If I have so much land,
I don't know if that's
now,
how
if
that
you're
works.
Just, if you're just walking around, now if you're poaching or you're doing nefarious shit, then I'd be upset.
Slaughtering emu.
Yeah, slaughtering alpaca, whatever you're doing.
Sign, you know, everywhere a sign, but...
Exactly. I have a very West Coast vibe about this,
okay.
where, you know, it's open range out here. So
yeah.
if you want to wander around my land, totally cool.
Bro, you don't own...
But don't get up in my vicinity. I don't want to see you.
Yeah.
Because nothing creepier than seeing somebody wander around your yard.
Yes. Nothing creepier than, like, being on your South 40 either.
And just seeing a random guy walking barefoot around. I get it. It's creepy. But look before you react.
Well, I'm not just going to shoot him.
Don't shoot on sight. Just,
I'll throw like a smoke bomb or something at him. Warning.
A warning smoke bomb.
Or like a... some Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to warning smoker, I got it. That's fine.
Get
him
to get out. Yeah, or like a flash.
Out. If he holds up the head of a emu, I'm...
Then it's on. Then I'm opening fire.
Just put your hand through it. It's like a puppet.
What's the problem?
Just me over here.
That's old emu Zach hanging out in the corner.
Okay.
Looking at the pond with his emu hand. Nothing to see here, kids.
Let's go back up to the house.
Hula hoop championship is canceled. Go inside.
Again. Last time it was rain delay.
We'll never get it done. So we had a few stories. Again. Not really.
No, we didn't really... Really, we only got to that, and we talked about Usain Bolt. There's a bunch of stories about, like, the bracket. NCAAs.
And the cardboard tents.
Yeah, we did get to the cardboard tents.
Which, by the way, we never got to this part. Cardboard tents have been around since we've had
people have been
cardboard.
Living in them forever.
Yes. Once we realized, well, this
isn't as
expensive.
As long as fridges have been made, there's been cardboard tents.
Yeah, so stop acting like you reinvented the wheel by now selling what people have been getting for free for years.
Well, yeah, but ours are come flat and you fold them right into
and
shape.
Instead of giving them to privileged fucking partygoers, maybe you go out and give them to the people on the streets, you dickheads.
Yes.
And then clean them up.
Well, maybe they're giving the maybe they're giving the used ones to them.
They're recycling them to make new ones for the privileged kids. I think what you do is you take them out there, you drop them on the homeless streets, give them their little tents, come back a week later, take the shitty one, give them a new one. Now, that would be philanthropic.
Yeah.
but we'll never do that. This is a great idea.
There are people out there doing stuff like that.
So they're just using them as bathrooms?
The homeless, I think it would turn into, wow, nice new shitter.
Yep.
Yeah.
The problem, similar to the, you know, and this is, I don't want to pick on the homeless, but I come to find there a lot of them, not all, mm-hmm. are a lot like the rich privilege when it comes to their cleanup after they're done with an area.
In my experience with both, I would say that that is usually where it is. The extremes.
Because you go to the areas where they're at, and I don't mean in whatever, I guess you don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they don't tend to. Now, if there's anything of value, it's cleaned up. But if you yes. look at it like an area where homeless have been hanging out.
Oh, it's like a rat's nest.
It's usually pretty trashy.
Yeah. Well, and like you're saying, though, the similar thing with the rich kids. You can go to both ends of the spectrum, and they're both terrible. It's somewhere in the middle is where it's usually fine, where yeah. people had to pay to be there. And
they've had to work their whole life to get all the yeah. stuff. Yeah, then they clean up after, or they've worked right. at a job where, like, our job, even when you weren't involved with that festival, you
like, if you go to a football game at, USC?
Yeah.
There'll be fucking shit everywhere.
Oh, my
Nobody
God.
Nobody will give a shit.
The parking lot, the stadium.
But if you go to a football game at Nebraska, I tell you.
Oh, they clean up after themselves.
I tell
real
you,
nice.
You better pick up that thing right
Sir,
there.
Sir, clean that up.
I tell you, you better not leave your cup right there.
Sir,
that's a collector's item.
Nope.
Your nacho tray?
Has an N on it.
Son, you better grab that. Everything. Slap the white right off
Listen,
you.
We even keep our McDonald's wrappers. Our McDonald's wrappers have an N on them.
I'm telling you, we're not
going to
do it.
They don't do the M, they do an
not
N.
Not here in
we're
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
You want to act like USC? You can go out there with
yeah,
all those liberals.
Yeah, go up there, the fuckers.
Rich fucks.
Yeah.
Not here, golly. I'm not going to let you do it, not my boy.
What's my hat say?
What's it say on there?
It's got an N for
it's
guess
got an
what?
N on there.
Not for Nancy, for Nebraska.
Not for N-words either, is
no.
it? So get your shit cleaned up.
No,
let's get the hell out of here, golly.
If you're going to be an N-word, be in a Nebraska.
Right, come on down. We're going to go down to the Swine and Dine after this. Get your stuff
let's
picked
go.
Up. So I think that somewhere in the Midwest, the heart of the country.
That was actually a big thing at our football games, like the
clean
after
the
games.
Shit up.
Yes, like fans and stuff would all like sweep the stands and shit. Not like sweep, but like they'd all pick up and clean up, and somebody didn't clean up their. I'm that way. Like, you get up after a movie and you see people leave their shit. Like,
I'll get so pissed.
I've purposely, like, a guy was.
I will kick the shit over, fucking yell and scream.
Well, on the opposite, I'll stop in the tracks, go back and
just
pick their shit up
right
in front of them.
Yeah.
And I'll make a deal of it. Like, oh, don't worry, I'll get it.
Yeah.
They don't pay me to clean it up either.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it.
It's kind of.
Very passive aggressive.
I probably shouldn't care. There's so many things in this world that make me angry that don't involve me. But that's the kind of thing somebody's got to clean up. And I get, well, that's some guy's job. I'm providing a job. No, you're not.
That's a shitty way of.
I know.
I heard
that
argument.
I hate
too.
That.
You're dumping your leftover soda, what you didn't finish, on the floor, and you call that creating jobs?
Yeah, they got to clean
you're
it
just
up.
Being a dick.
They got to clean that up.
I do think it's funny if, and I would like to know. We'd have to get somebody that works at the Warren or something.
Okay.
But I have this theory that. The shit that you would find left behind is oftentimes not even shit that you can buy there. And that's
no.
always got to be surprising for them.
Yeah. I never saw that.
To be wandering around like with a big broom pushing it. Like, what the fucking
tartar.
Roast beef sandwich?
We don't do tuna tartar.
And wait, there's the roast. Somebody brought a full roast in here during your fucking movie?
Boston Market.
And you're like, what movie is this? Forrest Gump? They ate roast and watched Forrest Gump?
Okay, never mind.
That makes sense.
I never saw that when I worked at Cinemas West.
Well, Cinemas West, that's a whole different animal. I think you could buy a roast there.
Yeah.
Right.
You would not pick that roast up after.
Tonight, no popcorn. We're doing spaghetti. Welcome to Cinemas West. Oh, yeah, you bought to see that movie. Mel Gibson's Taken. No, you can't watch it.
Yeah.
Is it Taken? What's the one where he said, give me back? Ransom.
Ransom.
Want to see Ransom? Not tonight. That's not what we're playing. I know you bought the ticket. Come on
Rancid.
In. It's Rancid. Yeah, it's an indie film. So
no, it's Secret of the Nymph.
Got kids here, huh? They're going to learn a lot tonight.
I know. That
enjoy the spaghetti.
When I worked at Circle Cinema.
You're a jizz bumper?
There was a lot of cleanup there, and it was often things we did not sell in the store.
It never ceases to amaze me when I drive by Broadway here, and there's still that adult film store, that there's always three or four people there.
Always.
At all times.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, with the technology that we have, the fact that the thrill that you get is to go there and to see this stuff.
But with the thrill, like I told you, that was the one I went to for the Christmas show last year.
Oh,
when I
right.
brought all the gag gifts or whatever.
Yeah.
And the people that come in there, I mean, there was a guy that came in and said, you know, because you pay for the day, I guess, to use the room.
Oh, smart. Yeah, like a water park.
Yeah, and he said, I was here earlier. And he said, all right, yeah, I remember you.
Yeah,
and he walked on through back into the room. I don't know what the room, I've never been to, like, the movie rooms or whatever.
How do we get somebody to go there?
Skin Man goes.
I think Randy would be a good candidate for this.
I think Andy should go.
Randy and Andy.
Ooh,
Randy date night.
Date night. Date night.
Well, I told you I had that whole political talk with that guy. It was that weirdest.
Oh, yeah, at the store.
That was the weirdest thing. But the people just coming and going while I was there, half the people that came there were trying to pick up somebody from there.
It's got to be, I mean.
Freak.
They're the freaks.
Oh, man. I thought about getting a job at one of those one time. Like, if I got well-to-do enough.
Yeah.
Just because I like freaks.
Yeah. Well, to own one would be great.
Oh, man. Just film. I want to run a reality show of the clientele of one of those places.
Like Cash for Cabs.
Holy shit. Is that not been done? I mean.
No. I mean, not that I'm aware of.
Cock cab.
If you owned a jack-off hut.
Oh, man. And film, yeah. Like you have like dailies and people that come and go. The people that come and sell you product, you know, they're part of the show. Hey, we got some new lube, dude. This stuff is.
Cherry. Look how slippery this stuff is, man.
This is cherry flavored jet fuel.
Here,
is what
open
we
your
call
mouth.
It.
Open your mouth. Taste
Watch.
It.
Taste it.
Taste it.
Taste it. Oh, yeah.
You're telling me you can't sell
tastes
that
like,
for $6?
Tastes like cherry
You're
Sprite,
telling me
bitch?
You can't
what?
Sell that? That's a great idea.
So I'm doing that. I've got a lot of show ideas lately.
Well, you're looking at them all show. I'm looking at it more of a.
A documentary?
No, not even that. Just a way
we'll
of life.
We'll call it a cockumentary?
You know, why get up every day and hate what you're doing?
The grind.
The grind.
Why live the grind when you could own the grind?
Let's go own the grind.
I would like to own the grind.
We'll
with
call
you.
It the grind.
I what I was thinking.
Coffee and cocks.
That's a sandwich shop.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to call it the grinder. We're just going to call
grinder
it the
Grinder Man's gone. They sold.
Ah, sweet. So we'll call it Grinder Man. Let's buy that place and just turn
Perfect.
It into one.
It's in the right area. A lot of foot traffic.
Welcome
and
to
the
Coach
perfect
Casey.
Smell.
Coach Casey, Spankatorium.
Coach Casey's Grinder House.
Casey's pics on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Just women with beautiful faces all look like Mama June.
Yeah. Yes. This is what I stare at.
Well, remember when, and I think Family Video is like the last standing place that you can still rent videos and actually go into a Blockbuster type place. If you were to go into those, especially...
It was Videotech for me growing up.
When I was living here in town, I'd go to Family Video all the time. And at the end of my tenure as a member there, I would see the staff picks. And I always thought, why? And it would be the weird thing. You know, usually it was a popular movie anyways, but somebody would tape their name to it. But every once in a while, you'd stumble on one like, who the fuck is this person that picked this movie as their staff pick?
Yes.
Why? I want to meet him. And you'd never know who he is. So... If
that
we did
mutant
that
over there stocking shelves.
That one did.
So
The Shape of Water.
Are you talking about growing up over here, the one they had?
Yes.
Did it? Because did they have
the adult section?
The adult section?
No, but sometimes.
See, we had a Videotech in Rose Hill.
Yeah.
And they had that. And you actually had, it was like, you had
curtains.
To go through the little red curtain into this. And the room was 4x4, one wall here, one wall there.
That's
and
enough.
It was weird. You know, I remember like sneaking in there as a kid. You'd get your buddy to
yeah,
bit,
stand guard as if nobody would know what's going on.
You were going in there and get chub up just looking at the videos because those were the ones.
Oh,
they didn't have them in there. That was the only ones that you had to take the case up there at my store.
Yeah.
And then they truly went and got it out of the book. All the other ones just had them right in the case. And
oh,
they might
right.
pull the little slide off. But
yeah, so you couldn't steal them.
Yeah.
But back there, they hid them up front. That was why it was always so embarrassing. I mean, you sure. They know you jack off.
Yeah.
But now they're knowing what you jack
Somebody
off to.
Somebody check out Slutty Mamas 4! Slutty Mamas is not in the case!
You get a phone call. Hey, Conrad, this is Sherry at Family Video. It looks like you're 3 days late on slut fuckers.
Yeah.
There's like a $7 charge right now. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, and also Face Fuckers 4, got my buddies come over. Yeah, that one's due as well.
Yeah, this isn't a porno, is it?
No.
I didn't know this was a porno. That's why I haven't brought it back. I'm too embarrassed.
Yeah, like, what? Did I check that out?
No.
Okay.
That
oh,
was
yeah.
Jack Black. That's not Jack Black, is it?
No. Oh, that's Black Jack.
That's Black Jack.
I
read
noticed
that
when I was watching it.
Yeah.
He is huge.
Yeah. I watched the whole thing a few times.
Yeah, I kept trying to find Jack Black in there.
Yeah, I'll bring it by. Right. It's always the last time you'd ever go to a place.
Dropbox is still there, right?
Bloop.
Can I just put
I'll never rent here again.
Can I put my my late check in there with the in the Dropbox with it?
It's totally done.
I'll put the envelope in there. Thank you.
So, anyways, that's my portion of the show. You guys going to stick around?
Probably. I don't know. You want to stay? Want to do a couple stories, buddy?
You want to swap? You want to do a Yankee Monkey Swamp?
I need to go home.
Nope. I think that's the end of Monday Papers. That Skin Man coming by. We did two or three MSN stories. We had great story time,
we
so
had
it don't matter.
Pringles getting drunk on wine.
Yep.
So we had that.
I mean, Usain Bolt trademark. So
we had everything on this show.
And maybe next week we're going to get
fear,
some...
Fear, intrigue.
Sex. What else are you looking for?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it wasn't a bad show. I'm not saying it was a great show.
No, we're just like HBO, but for the ears.
Yeah.
Not for everything.
Maybe next week, listen for us maybe to do On Location. We threatened it last week. Technology, lack of technology today kept
prevented
that from
us
happening. So
I think
after
next week,
hours, it's going to be great.
Anybody that listens, give us some ideas. It don't have to, I know you aren't familiar with our local area, but maybe just tweet a location.
Popular
pool hall,
restaurants, I mean,
Chili's, something. We want to do a live show. We want to know where you want us to be at.
Exactly. But do it only in the Park City location.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. You can say house. You can say shitter. We'll pick the look. We want to know where you want to hear our voices from. You can supermarket. Basketball hall.
It can be anywhere. We could go shopping together.
Dude, we could sit up. We could play
push
horse.
In a cart?
We play horse and do it one of these shows.
That's true.
Read the paper. Take turns shooting.
Yeah.
And challenge maybe some local Utes to a pickup game.
Sounds scary, but I'm in. I'll
well,
bring
in Park
my flak
City,
jacket.
We should be fine.
I don't know.
There's just going to be meth heads there.
Yeah, and one it's of the most infamous serial killers of all time.
Oh, so we're going to play Dirds and BTK and pick up 2-on-2. Seems okay.
Dirds will be there.
Monday Papers out.
Hey, guys.
What are you guys doing here?
Hi. I know you.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, is that you? Hi.
Meet Spangles, my girlfriend.
This is my third girlfriend today.
She's got a Dodge.
Yeah, I adopted her kids.
It's a Neon.
Pretty serious.
Pretty, yeah, we just met like a week ago.
Yeah, I love her, though, so much. Her name's,
Tara.
Her name's Tara Beth.
Tara Bethany.
She's a nurse. She's a dog nurse.
No?
Yeah.
She works at Quick Trip.
Yeah, she had Quick Trip. She's a
dog nurse at
dog
Quick
nurse.
Trip. Yeah,
yeah, she works outside.
Yeah.
In the outdoor part by the trash cans.
So, me and my mom, we met her when we were coming back from Vegas. So.
Pretty cool. So, anyways. Anyways, guys, good to see you. I gotta go to work.
Yeah, I got pickup game over here and play.
I got work tomorrow. I gotta go home.
Yeah, I gotta get prepared
gotta get
mentally.
Rested. Yeah, I'm not working tomorrow though.
Like
but,
the next
not for
day.
Money. Not
well,
for
I'm
money.
Going to apply.
Fucking dick parents, man.
Well, fuck them. They held me down.
It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, Spangles. I've worked there. Okay.
It just sucks that they make me fucking like do.
I'm
like, what
32.
Am I doing?
What do you want from me?
I'm an adult. Like, don't treat me like a child.
Yeah,
just because I
live
eat
at your
food
house and eat your food.
I eat for free.
Yeah,
I don't even eat. Look at my body.
Look at
I'm not
me,
even
I'm
skinny.
Skittish.
I don't even eat that much.
Have
whatever.
You heard my riffs?
Listen to my guitar riff.
Look at this picture of me standing in a field.
It's a new song.
Delay. Oh, your Monday loaf?
Don't let your Monday loaf.
Staring at your eyelids. One of them is droopy. All of those surgeries and you're still looking poopy.
Inside a dream. Ignorance is blissful. Feeling quite serene. Cause I choose to ignore the suffering abroad. Doesn't mean it's not happening. Just means I turned it off. If I can't stop
deep inside me.